It's the first Monday of the month, and that means it's time for Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane, usually joins us on the first Monday of every month, but he is on assignment today. We are happy to have with us Mike number two, Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director Mike Arnold is here to answer your questions and to respond to your feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Is there a show that you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you like or not like about what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? We welcome your questions and suggestions and your feedback. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Well, I know one of the special programming highlights of this month is I just completed the first in a week-long series of candidate forums. I'll be doing them every day during the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, and Central Time in the afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour is also doing candidate forums.
We're also doing some profiles with the news department as well. And, I mean, I think that it can be really easy sometimes for the primary election to be something that you don't pay attention to. And I think we'll have enough exposure through the week to the candidates that I think it'll get you excited and engaged in wanting to vote. So this is a good way for you to learn about the candidates, learn about the issues before the primary. Also, we have the Wisconsin Vote website up and running now, which is a great place not only to find out about the candidates and see some of the conversations that have happened over the past few weeks and months, but you can also find out how to register. I mean, sometimes it's like, where do I vote? I don't remember. Well, there are all sorts of nice tools on the Wisconsin Vote website that can help you, you know, figure out who you're voting for and read up before you go in. There's nothing worse than going in to vote and not really knowing who the candidates are. So if you go to wisconsinvote.org and listen to WPR, you're not going to have that problem.
Yep, and we are your place for election-related information and especially primary election-related information, because it's true that in the middle of summer you don't see, you know, a lot of information about the candidates running in the primary. So you'll find it here all week. We did the candidates, the Democratic candidates for governor today. We will be talking with the Republican candidates for Secretary of State tomorrow. We will talk with the Democratic candidates for the 17th State Senate District. We will be focusing on the first congressional district candidates running for Congress, the 6th and the 3rd on this program, and Central Time will do all the rest. So there will be a lot of candidate forums this week.
And also on election night, remember that you'll be able to hear updates on what's happening with the election every hour during the news at 8:04, 9:04, and 10:04 on both services, on both the Ideas Network and the News and Classical Service for Wisconsin Public Radio. So if you want to get an update on what's happening on election night, on primary night, you can tune into WPR for that every hour.
Yes, and we will certainly have full coverage the day after the election, too, here on the Joy Cardine Show and on Central Time. So if you have a question for Mike Arnold about the programming you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Mike, let me just ask you, is there a programming issue that you're hearing a lot about from listeners these days?
Nothing consistent across the board. I mean, I think we hear a lot of different conversations. One of the things that we've heard about recently, we've had some issues with some of the towers and some things, stations going off from time to time, or there's maintenance going on. And we had one instance where there was an episode of On Point that was on the air, and it was particularly tense, I guess. It was one of those conversations that you have from time to time on shows where you have people with different viewpoints. And while that was happening, one of the transmitters went off. Uh-huh. And the instant response, people go, hey, are you guys listening and turning it off when things get too crazy? And no, we don't do that. But some people did make comment about that. So, it you know, It's amazing all the things that you can imagine could be the case when you're listening to the radio and something stops happening. But trust me, we're not doing that. So,
yep, I recall that happening from time to time too. Oh, how convenient that the transmitter went off right when.
And if you're really engaged in the conversation, I can understand why you might feel that way. So, but trust me, it doesn't happen that way. So,
well, I saw an email from a listener regarding repeats on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah.
There was. A comment that was apparently prompted by the ongoing Best of Kathleen Dunn that was aired during Kathleen's recent vacation. Been there, done that. I am disappointed in the increasing proportion of repeats. Currently Kathleen's show, and then on the weekends there's Radiolab and This American Life. It seems as if the budget is going to streaming, etc., instead of the production of original shows. What's your response to that listener who's concerned about the number of repeats that he or she has been hearing?
I can understand that concern to some extent, although I'd say in the case of the Kathleen Dunn show, what we've been doing with the best of programs that we've been airing, it's generally been when she's off on vacation for a week or so, is there a lot of programs that people really enjoy and would like to hear again. And it's a shame sometimes that things just air once. So what this allows us to do is air programs that had really a positive response from listeners again, so people can hear them. We don't do it too much with Kathleen Dunn's show. We don't do it at all with your show, Joy, because it's on in the morning. Some of the weekend programs like Radiolab and This American Life do have a lot of repeats. With the national programs, it's typical for them to repeat at least one show a year. So they'll do 26 weeks of programs, and then there'll be a repeat after that. And that's definitely been the case for years with This American Life and with Radiolab. So that's why you hear those shows often. And again, it's a case of a lot of people, a lot of the shows that they rebroadcast are ones that people say they'd like to hear again. So that's kind of the thinking behind it. It is something that we're sensitive to and don't want to overdo. So,
well, this is a live program. At least it is in the morning. It's repeated in the evening.
Speak for yourself, Joy.
I know. That's right. But you can call in right now if you're listening in the morning, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you have a question for Mike Arnold, who is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I am jealous. I want to go on the road, on a road trip with Wisconsin Life. Apparently, Wisconsin Life is hitting the road and celebrating summer with a series of essays, reports devoted to road trips and roadside attractions. What can you tell us about that, Mike?
It seemed like a nice fit for the summertime. Erica Janik, who's the main producer on Wisconsin Life on radio, was saying that, boy, you know, it would be really fun to do something about road trips and stuff in the summertime when people from Wisconsin are driving around Wisconsin, but also people from other places are visiting Wisconsin. So that's the plan. We're going to visit three Wisconsin towns that each claim to be the UFO capital of the state.
I know two of them, I think. Yeah. It's funny.
I think that's hilarious that there are three places that claim to do
They've
that.
They've been visited.
Yeah. Maybe they should just say they're the best UFO capital of the state.
Right.
We're going to ride the curves on a stretch of road near La Crosse that's pretty popular. Also, now this is an interesting one, and I'm looking forward to hearing this. I'm sure other people have heard of this, but apparently there's a roller coaster in Green Bay that Elvis Presley really liked. So we'll visit that.
The Zippin' Pippin'.
Yeah. It has to be kind of old now. Hopefully it's well maintained. We'll find out about that.
So that's good. So that's going to be the end of August. We'll be hearing those reports, I believe.
Perfect.
Or no, August 11th through the 29th.
Through the 29th. Yeah, so it'll be a good time. It's Wednesday and Friday mornings during Morning Edition, and Monday and Wednesday at 4:45 on Central Time. And of course, you can always visit wisconsinlife.org to hear those and other stories, and also see stories. Wisconsin Life is on radio and TV now, on Wisconsin Public TV. So it's a great way to explore the state If you're from Wisconsin, it's a great place to visit. If you're visiting Wisconsin and love Wisconsin as a place to visit, wisconsinlife.org is a great website to go to and check out.
Yeah, it's and one other airing of Wisconsin Life, not on the list there, is 6:35 Friday mornings on the Joy
Cardi
right.
Show. That's right, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know why that's not on the list.
That's all right, but you'll hear some of those reports here as well. All right, we have some callers waiting, so let's go to John in Rhinelander. Hello, John.
Hi there. I really like the Moth Radio Hour, and I was wondering if maybe there's enough people in Wisconsin to tell stories like that. I don't know, but it's just an idea.
You want a Wisconsin version of Moth? Is that what
you're talking about? Yeah, kind of. If you could copy it, I don't know if they'd let you or if it's possible, but yeah, I hear a lot of good stories out here. So
it's always interesting about things like that. I mean, I would say... we try that from time to time in some of our shows where we have people tell stories. Wisconsin Life's a good example of that. Another thing is the Moth, and I don't know if these are still going on or not, but I know that the Moth has had Wisconsin-based story slams in Milwaukee. And so if you'd like to check that out, and again, I'm to apologize that I don't know whether those are continually active or not, but if you go to the Moth website and look around, you probably would be able to figure out if that's still the case. But definitely a good idea, John. Thanks for that call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. We will take more of your calls with your suggestions, your feedback, your questions about what you hear or what you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our program director, our associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike Arnold, is with us. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the August edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, talking today to Mike Arnold, the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike is here to share some upcoming programming highlights and address any questions or concerns about what you hear on the Ideas Network or on the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, or for that matter, anything online. Will in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Will.
Good morning, folks. I wonder if you might consider in the future, Mike, an automotive program. We had one with a fellow called Matt Joseph. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, I've heard about that show. It predated me here at WPR, but I'm familiar with it.
It was a wonderful program, and I have some old tapes laying around, and I happened to plug one in, and it was Matt Joseph's show. And I didn't realize, but in 15 minutes of that program, you got more information about cars that was useful than you get in three programs of Car Talk. And in the own words of the Car Talk people themselves, a few shows ago, they said they're not interested in cars, they're interested in people, and it's more of an entertaining program rather than enlightening. So I wonder if you might consider that. If you want to check with Lori Skelton, they never had a problem raising funds during that program. They did very little pushing on the program, and during your fundraising, they were always able to reach their goals.
About cars or a similar program, Mike?
I think that one of the things we do know about the Ideas Network is that people do enjoy programs that talk about dealing with issues like that. And cars are a universal issue, I know. And Will, you're right. I mean, I think that the Car Talk guys have joked sometimes that they're not about cars as much as they're about people and things like that. So it's definitely something for us to think about as we look to the future. Also, I'd be interested if people have other topics that they feel like it would be nice for WPR to be discussing. Feel free to call and make some suggestions. I'd like to hear that.
So, not necessarily an issue that you want me to talk about, but a sort of a broader issue that
right.
you think a regular, weekly show might...
We've heard similar things from some people have said we should do a food show. Some people have said, we need to do more... things about more gardening programs other than just what we do and stuff like that. So if you have ideas, I'd love to hear that. I can write it down and take it back and see what we can do.
Travel and pets and,
and all sorts of things. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Well, what about that? Do you have a suggestion for Wisconsin Public Radio? What type of topic would you like to hear more about, maybe as a regular program? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So what is the future of car talk, Mike?
Well, it continues to go along. The show has gone out of production. So what they're doing is featuring some of the best calls and segments from the past. It's moved to a slightly different time on Saturdays to reflect the fact that it's not current anymore. But one of the things that's been interesting to us is that people still enjoy listening to it. I mean, it's a fun show, and maybe in some ways it's lucky that it's not about cars and more about people, because from an audience perspective, it's a very popular hour on WPR and continues to be. So we're sticking with that show at a slightly different time. And we'll see where it goes. We're also thinking about if there are new programs out there that will be sort of the new car talk in the future that we're listening for as well. So, but yeah, Car Talk continues to air on the Ideas Network.
And Mike Arnold doesn't just oversee the content that you hear on the Ideas Network. He has his eye on the NPR News and Classical Music Network as well. And there is a new season of broadcast coming up by the Milwaukee Symphony.
Yeah, we do. We have a new series coming up. It's starting...
Actually, I think it started yesterday. So.
Oh, it did start yesterday, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I heard a little bit of that. It started Sunday, and it will be continuing through October. So it's a great chance to hear the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra without having to dress up for it. You can pretty much just turn it on in the afternoon and listen to it and really enjoy that. So we're happy to have that here on WPR.
And then a program that airs on both the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Simply Folk. This past Sunday, Stephanie Elkins, host of Simply Folk, was at the Sugar Maple Traditional Music Festival, and I guess we will be hearing some interviews that she conducted there later.
Yeah, she talked to Dom Flemons, who is a musician and scholar of African-American traditional music. He used to be with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Remember, they were mm-hmm. they really popular there for a while and still are. And then also Blind Boy Paxton, who's one of the last African-American blues and roots musicians coming out of the Mississippi Delta tradition. So those interviews should be good. You'll hear those soon on Simply Folk.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Here's a comment from Gary on Facebook. A little diversity of opinion would be a nice touch. I would also recommend more real science and less attempts at comedy. Okay, well, I guess respond as you might to that, Mike.
Well, I do think the diversity of opinion thing is really important, particularly, well, it is all the time, but I think around elections we have to be very careful about that because we want to hear different things that people say, and it's something we work on a regular basis. So, Gary, I appreciate you reminding us that that's something we should be thinking about because it is very important for public radio. Real science, I mean, I think that we do have Science Friday, But I think there are opportunities for us to do even more science, so we appreciate you bringing that up. And I think less attempts at comedy. We always remember that although we can be funny sometimes, our core purpose here at Wisconsin Public Radio is informing you about issues and things like that. So we'll try to avoid going too far with that. So thank you.
Let's go next to Louise in Green Bay. Hi, Louise. Louise, I'm sorry, can you... she fell off.
We lost
she wanted. She was going to ask about the Diane Rehm Show, which I know is syndicated nationally from 9 until 11 Central Time.
Yes, that's one of the options for stations. A lot of people enjoy the Diane Rehm Show. We've never... I don't think we've ever aired it. Maybe we aired it at night at one point on Wisconsin Public Radio.
What I remember is that there was a... way back in the old days, we put Diane Rehm on when the host at the time in the 9 to 11 spot had a vacation. And instead of putting repeats on, we put Diane Rehm on. And the feedback was mixed.
Yeah. I think that tends to be the case. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that comment, though. It's always good to hear programs that people want to hear. And, you know, we have so many hours in a day, so we have to sometimes make compromises or decide to go with different programs. But it is good to hear what people think and what they'd prefer to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we'd love to hear from you. still have about a half an hour, yeah, so feel free to call.
Any program suggestions that you have for Mike, or questions, feedback, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mark and Hazel Green is with us. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What's your suggestion?
I'd love to see more, hear more about outdoor heritage, hunting, conservation, fishing, the outdoors in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's a really good suggestion, Mark. I mean, I don't know if we do as much of that as we could. So that's a really good suggestion. Thanks,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, just so you know that Larry does have, Larry Mueller, has Scott Craven on, wildlife, retired ecologist, who is on once a month and often is talking about, he does talk about hunting and Wisconsin wildlife, but... yeah, and I know from time to time we have Dan Small, of all things, who is the host of Outdoors Wisconsin, talking about fishing and other outdoorsy types of things. But it's not a once-a-week type program. So.
Right.
No, more of those two guys would be great, and that kind of stuff. And from the female part viewpoint, too, women outdoors.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Mark. We really appreciate you calling in and letting us know about that. As Joy said, you know, Larry covers that a little bit, but I think that's something we could think about doing more of.
Let's go to
Dennis
in Johnson Creek next. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Say, Mike, how do you make the decision with regard to which programs to drop, you know, without having to say, you know, the other specific programs, but is it based on lack of listeners or lack of contributions during fund drives, which maybe equates to lack of listeners? Just kind of interested.
Yeah, that's a good question, Dennis. I mean, it tends to be we are able to, on a semi-annual basis, kind of look at audience numbers and see how performance is happening with shows. Which is really useful in helping us understand what's happening. But that's not the only tool that we use in making a decision. It's sort of a combination of things when we look at programs like that. But we don't, one of the things we don't do is sort of tally up how many people call during the pledge drive, because people call during the pledge, they may call during a certain program, but they support a lot of things on the station. So it's probably more important for us to look at we get audience research from Nielsen that we look at. We look at calls from listeners. We look at things like the program itself and what kind of, you know, what's the quality of the material? Are they providing a wide range of perspectives? Is it of high quality? Is it, is it addressing our mission needs as an organization that's trying to inform people in Wisconsin and help them understand issues better? So all those things go on to play. We certainly don't take it lightly when we make a decision to drop a program, that's for sure.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call. And it should be noted, too, that some recent programs that were dropped, like Talk of the Nation, for example, that wasn't Wisconsin Public Radio's decision. That was NPR's decision.
Yes. That was definitely something we had to react to rather mm-hmm. than making a decision to drop. But there are times when we do decide to stop doing programs, and it's a mix of audience. Is there a way we can do it better? Things like that. And and like I said, it's never an easy decision, but we do have a process we go through in making those decisions.
Speaking of pledge drives and fundraising, what's this new Matching Gifts online database all about?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who work for companies that will match their gift to Wisconsin Public Radio, but it's always been difficult to figure out how to do that. And I think that we're working on making that easier for you through our website. So you're able to look through and see if the organization you work for provides matching gifts, because it's great. It's not only great for you because your employer is able to support something you believe in, but it's also good for the companies too, because they'd like to be engaged in things that are important to their employees. So it's a win-win situation for you and your employer. And of course it is for Wisconsin Public Radio as well, because your donation goes a little bit further. So, it's definitely worth trying out. All you have to do is go to our website and you can find out more about that. Or if you have go to wpr.org/support, and then click on the matching gifts link, and that should work out pretty well. And if you have any questions or anything, just feel free to call the station. We can walk you through that.
And if you have questions right now for Mike Arnold, or some sort of feedback or suggestion of a of a show or a topic that you would like to hear on a regular basis on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Marcus on Facebook writes, support for Wisconsin Public Radio is provided by, in quotes, I realize that you got to do what you got to do, but seriously, enough is enough. I've been muting TV ads for over a dozen years to the point where it has become a natural reflex. Sadly, I've been doing the same for public radio. Those support spots are piling up on top of one another at times. And at times take some of the enjoyment out of my longtime friend.
Well, Marcus, I appreciate that comment, and it is something that we're trying to do all we can to make those underwriting announcements less obtrusive, mm-hmm. and continue to work on that. But it is an important part of our funding mix. We have support from a lot of different organizations, and business support is one way that can help us provide the service that you enjoy. Despite the fact that support from businesses has grown, we've also seen a growth in individual support. In fact, listener support is the single largest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio, but we have a pretty broad mix of funding sources. Another question that comes up when people hear underwriting announcement on WPR is, well, does that mean that these businesses are going to have an influence over the programming that you do on Wisconsin Public Radio? And that's not the case. We have pretty strong ethics guidelines in place, and not just our programming team is aware of that, but also the underwriting staff. So I think we do a really good job of creating a firewall between our support and what we do and why we do things. And, you know, we're pretty clear about the goal of what Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to do. It's very focused on the public, and that's not something that's going to change. But we are always working on ways of making those sound less annoying. So I appreciate, Marcus, you bringing that up. So we'll keep working on trying to improve the sound of those.
It was a good idea to take out that guy yelling Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Well, yeah, and you also can't do that on a non-commercial radio station. You can't have a thing called a call to action.
Right.
So you can't say Sunday. You can't do that, you know.
I mean, that's right. You can just sort of say the support comes from, here's the name of the
right.
business.
We can only describe what the business mm-hmm. is and what they do. Which I think that helps too, actually. It keeps us from sounding too commercial.
Thank you, Marcus. Jackie in Deerfield. Hello, Jackie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to make a recommendation for a program called The Latest in Research.
Yeah.
Possibly for Science Fridays, but I'm very interested in the latest in research in medical technologies, in different medical conditions, like Alzheimer's, cancer, multiple sclerosis, you know, on and on. I mean, that list that goes ad infinitum. Also in technology and materials, things that could actually change the way we choose to live our lives. The latest research in energy production. But I just think the latest in research would be an interesting topic, and I think that we have a wealth of experts in the United States to help with something like that, and certainly in Wisconsin.
Yeah, thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. In fact, I mean, in a lot of ways, we do that through segments. We'll have a lot of segments that talk about that, and I think we do see that as a really important part of what Wisconsin Public Radio does. Is, you know, going back to the whole notion of the Wisconsin idea, which is sort of taking the resources of the university and the resources of the state and sharing it with everyone. I think that covering the latest in research and talking about how it could affect your life is a really important part of what we do. At this point, we don't really have a program devoted to that, but I do think that it's a key thread in the programming that we do. So Jackie, we'll try to keep on doing that, and you never know, maybe sometime in the future we'll have a program specifically devoted to those kind of things on a weekly basis here. Yeah. on WPR.
Yeah, thank you, Jackie. For example, I know Central Time has different segments related to science and research.
Yeah, yeah.
And we today we had a, we call it the Monday morning wake-up call. It's not always on science or research, but today it's Monday mornings at 6:50, 10 minutes to 7, talked about the latest research showing that acetaminophen is not the greatest when it comes to controlling low back pain.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, so we try to do that when those issues are in the news, but I think that's neat. She wants to hear more about that, and I agree, we can look for more of those things too. Janet in Ladysmith is with us now. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I just wanted to suggest perhaps a show that talks about issues that you might encounter in your house. For example, if you have like a leaky pipe under the sink, which I have, how to handle scratches on my wooden floor because of the dog running around chasing the cat.
Do you live in my house? Because it's sounding really, really familiar.
Mine too.
Or where somebody, I don't know how it happened, but they scraped the paint off the side of the counter in my kitchen. And so now I have it. Well, I didn't scrape it. It's a big gash. And just things like that that people can call about. I don't know if there's enough material to talk about to keep a show going along those lines. But, oh, also a crack that all of a sudden developed in my house way up in the ceiling. It must have been, I didn't know, the ground shifting or something. So now I got this big crack. I don't want to pay a lot of money to get that fixed. So I'm wondering, how do I take care of that by myself? I don't know how to do these things. So along the lines of car talk, maybe house talk,
Well, that's a good idea, Janet. I mean, we do on I know on Larry's show, we do have a home improvement segment from time to time on the program, but it's definitely an interesting idea. We could call it home talk.
I think that
house talk.
Something catchy like that.
Yeah. And if it focused on scratchy wood floors, I'd be in. So,
Think that I thought I was going to make you give Janet an answer to fixing her leaky sink. But I'm taking
that. No, I'm not very skilled at that. My brother-in-law Phil was in over the weekend and fixed a number of things. He would just disappear and he'd fix things.
I just thought of the name of the show and the host. It's my brother-in-law Bob. We said that we should do a show with him that's called Bob Knows.
Well, so, there you go. Maybe we could do that sometime.
There we go. Yeah. All right, Jen. Thanks for the idea. I mean, if we don't do a regular weekly show, I think Mike is noodling that. But we could do a show along those lines. Our 6 o'clock hour on this show, sometimes we do that kind of advice-y kind of thing. So maybe we could do something along those lines at least once.
Thanks, Janet. That's a good suggestion.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. If you have a suggestion of a program you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, or if you have a question or any feedback about what you hear or don't hear on WPR. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He is here for this August edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Mike Arnold for the rest of this hour, Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike is here talking about upcoming programming highlights, addressing any questions or concerns that you have about Wisconsin Public Radio programming. And our next caller is Bill in Madison. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Here's a suggestion. Climate change, whatever you an individual might make of that story, comes across as maybe possibly the story of the millennium. It might be interesting to establish a policy of covering that story on a regular basis rather than just covering special events such as the publication of a new paper and that sort of thing, and to really cover the story and the story behind the story, the sociology of science involved. I know there's a perspective on science, which is sort of takes a critical look at how science is done. I know some of the work in that area, and I think that just could be important and interesting.
Now, Bill, when you say not just covering things like the big you know, latest study or whatever. Do you mean just more ongoing coverage of climate change issues?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I keep wanting to hear more about, just personally, is what are we to make of this story? I mean, it's, you know, the job of journalism. Mm-hmm. Step back and say, okay, here's another report from the scientists and so forth. But I'm aware that there's actually a perspective on that perspective.
Right, right.
That environmentalism itself kind of needs that story to kind of keep pushing people. When the nuclear winter story kind of faded away after the Cold War cooled off or warmed up, you know, we started hearing about climate change driven by carbon dioxide and so forth. I mean, I'm not particularly a skeptic about this, but it is arguable that environmentalism needs that story to keep kind of threatening people with or motivating them. And so there's a room for critical perspective on that. And I
think
all right.
It's kind of a deep one and could be of interest. It could be of ongoing interest on a kind of a regular basis.
Well, Bill, thanks for that comment. We appreciate you calling in.
I'm going to throw you a curveball, Mike. I noticed that the BBC apparently, I saw the headline, was telling its reporters that they didn't need to balance a climate change story with a skeptic from the other side, saying that science is science and there's no need to balance that perspective. Any talks in the Wisconsin Public Radio news department or editorial talk department over whether we should not talk to certain skeptics?
I think, you know, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of conversation about that in the world of journalism, and there's some people who think that people just need to, you know, admit that there are some things that are happening with the climate that are caused by different issues. I think the one thing that is important, though, in that conversation that people think about is that although there may be, you may not have to bring in somebody who believes that climate change isn't happening all the time whenever you do a story about that, you still need to approach it as a journalist. And I think that's the biggest issue and the most important issue in covering issues related to the climate. And we'll have an interesting conversation, I think, in the next hour about the water issue in the West. And I think that you always have to approach things as a journalist. So I think that's the big issue.
Let's go next to Marilyn in Cleveland. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi. I wanted to call in that you can get gardening shows and food shows on other stations, but what public radio does really well, or used to anyway, is cover controversial subjects and foreign policy from various viewpoints. I miss Ben Marins, for example, and you do that so well compared to the commercial media, and I would like to see more of that. If one program that I know other stations sometimes carry is Democracy Now, which presents a very different viewpoint on the news. So that's my say.
Well, Marilyn, thanks for that call. I mean, we're definitely interested in bringing a lot of issues to our audience and also hearing a lot of different viewpoints. In a lot of ways, Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network is sort of like where Wisconsin comes together, whether people have different issues or not, and talk through issues in a civil manner. That's something we always try to do. So we'll definitely keep that in mind as we move forward and have more conversations. Thanks, Marilyn.
Yeah, thanks, Marilyn. And rest assured that some of the guests that you hear on Democracy Now! are often also heard on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's true.
So you may not be the exact show, but you are hearing some of the viewpoints and issues covered.
And the advantage of the Ideas Network is you get a chance to engage with the people who are talking about those conversations most of the time. So that's something that we like to do.
And let me ask you a little, because she mentioned what used to be on in the afternoon. Central Time talks about a wide variety of topics, but they also talk about serious issues on Central Time,
oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Absolutely, yeah. Some very serious issues often. And I think that's one of the things that we're trying to do with that show is have a range of conversations that are reflective of the different things people are thinking about. We also do have a number of call-in segments where people have a chance to engage around different issues, often issues that reflect different opinion or people have different opinions about it. So we continue to be very, very committed to that. So, yeah.
But people like food shows and travel shows and word shows and other
right.
We have found that our listeners do appreciate talk about things other than heavy duty politics.
Right, but you want a mix of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there is an important role we can play in conversations about politics and issues of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean that's really what our role is to help people talk through these issues, explore different ways of dealing with them and make good decisions about how we live. So yeah.
Yep. And did I mention that we're doing a series of candidate forums all week long where you will hear from all of the candidates running for statewide office or federal office, Congress, or we're even focusing in on some of the races of statewide significance, like the 17th state Senate district. So we will be talking to all of those various candidates who are on the ballot for the April 12th primary all week long on the Joy Cardine Show and Central Time. So you would be in the mornings after 7 and in the afternoons after 3. Different candidates, different races. Let's go to Marty in Douglas County next. Hello, Marty.
Hello, good morning. Just out of curiosity, which is the 17th district? What area?
I believe that is Dale Schultz's seat that he is retiring from in sort of southwest Wisconsin.
Okay, great. Thanks. I believe you're not playing Prairie Home Companion on Sundays anymore. Is that true?
That's true. We made the decision to do that. We're trying to introduce some other shows into the schedule.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. I bet you valiantly attempt to get the governor and our two senators on as often as you can. And I'm wondering why they don't want to be on Wisconsin Public Radio. We live in public radio heaven up here in northwestern Wisconsin. I bet there's 6 different stations we can hear from 2 states. And it seems like Minnesota can get the governor, the senators on every month, every other month. Why don't our people want to be on Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, I don't know if that's... they do, to some extent. Maybe not as much as you're hearing the Minnesota folks. But I know that Senator Ron Johnson has been on with this program and with Central Time, actually within the last week, I think, or the last 2 weeks. And I know Tammy Baldwin was also on Central Time last week. She's been on this show before, but the last couple of times that we've invited her, she's had a conflict with the morning hours. So our U.S. senators, anyway, are invited and do usually accept our invitations to talk with listeners. Governor Walker does not always accept, though he has been asked and will continue to be asked. I can't say why he doesn't join us all the time, except that his people tell us that he's that he just has conflicts and isn't able to. But he's been on before. And Bill, remind me, for the primary, he doesn't have a primary opponent, so he has not been asked to be on during this series of candidate forums because
right.
he does not have a primary opponent. So, but that's my excuse. I'm not sure. I mean, I think that sometimes we have asked different Republican lawmakers to join us, and there have been sometimes turn downs on our invitations, and it's usually based on a conflict in the schedule. But then we will also try to, I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about that issue, though. So we might, we might have.
And I think it's probably true that we've had that issue with it doesn't matter what
party,
yeah. party they're, mm-hmm. they're from, where people just say, I don't have time. And, sometimes when people are engaged in politics and engaged in government, they don't have as much time as you'd like. So it's a mix, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anytime you could have them on and allow us to ask them questions, that's going to be a great day.
Well, yeah, and he's been on, and we can ask him again. Mary Burke was on with us in our last hour, as was her Democratic primary opponent, Brett Halsey, and we're doing these candidate forums, so you can ask questions. So thank you, Marty. Let's go next to Ron in Linden. Hi, Ron.
Good morning. I was wondering if you have a weekly or a monthly, or if you ever had one before, dealing with concussions and head injuries, a specialist that would come in and talk about that, or issues like that. It seems like the national population goes up every year with people in car accidents or, you know, football related injuries and stuff like that. I was wondering if you have any help or direction on helping out with that.
I think that's definitely an issue that we will be covering more and have covered quite a bit. I don't know if we do a weekly segment on it necessarily, but it is something that we'd cover on a pretty regular basis, because I know that there's a lot more concern about brain injury and brain health issues as we find out more about the brain, but also, you know, start doing more things to protect children or even athletes and things like that. So it's definitely an issue we'll continue to work on. One of the things that I think we try to do here at Wisconsin Public Radio is cover a pretty broad range of topics. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we prefer to avoid sort of hemming ourselves into, if it's Tuesday, we're going to talk about this or whatever, as much as possible. We do it a little bit, but if we were to do that all the time, it would restrict our ability to have conversations about things that people are thinking about. So, but definitely brain issues are huge. And we will be doing a lot more programming about that over time, I'm sure.
You know, I was on vacation last week, Mike, and I was sorry to miss the visit of NPR's new president. What can you tell us about?
Yarrow Moan, yeah. He's the new president of National Public Radio. He just started in July. And he was doing a tour, a very small private tour of the U.S., visiting just very... a limited number of stations, and we were lucky that he stopped by Wisconsin Public Radio to visit. And he has kind of a business background. He worked at his big claim to fame was that he worked for MTV for many years. He started the E! Entertainment Network, and that scares a lot of people actually too, because they go, "Oh boy, this guy is coming into NPR with all this background." But over the past 12 years, he's been the chair of Southern California Public Radio's board and has been very active in public radio and has a pretty strong belief in the quality of journalism that public radio has. He has strong opinions about public radio becoming more diverse and reflecting a broader range of people's issues. And he's also really interested in raising money for public radio so that we can do even more for you. So after meeting him last week, we all feel pretty confident that he's going to be a new good president for National Public Radio.
Yeah. Well, anything else that we didn't address that you wanted to address about programming or content on Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike?
Well, I think the main thing, and I think a reflection of this show, is that we're very open to hearing what people think about Wisconsin Public Radio and what we do. And we're always trying to do a better job. So anytime you have questions or thoughts about Wisconsin Public Radio, even if they're not the most positive ones, we'd love to hear them from you. We also really do appreciate the support that our listeners give Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support, I mentioned this before, it's the single largest source of funding at Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right.
I don't want to sound like a pledge drive, but we really do appreciate the fact that you support us. And I think we also feel a really strong mandate because of that support to do the best work we can for you and for the state. So anytime you have comments or questions, every day is a good time to talk to Mike Crane or me about how Wisconsin Public Radio can be a better place.
That's great. And you can call our Audience Services Center anytime, 1-800-747-7444. If no one's there, you can leave your question or comment on tape. You can also email us, talk@wpr.org is a good email address, but you'll find lots of other ways to contact the mics and audience services online at wpr.org. Mike Arnold, thanks very much for being here.
It's always fun to be on with you, Joy. Thanks.
Mike Arnold, Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, in with us on this August edition of Mondays with Mike. On the one of the first Mondays in September. I'm sure Mike Crane, our director, will be back with us. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Justin Williams for producing and directing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.